Pianist Toshiko Akiyoshi was the first Japanese musician to become popular with jazz fans in this country. Oscar Peterson demanded that his label record her. Charles Mingus hired her for his band. Then she went on to form her own acclaimed jazz orchestra. Now Akiyoshi has reassembled that group for a rare performance this evening in New York. Tom Vitale has her story.
Sitting near the grand piano in her Upper West Side brownstone, 86-year-old Toshiko Akiyoshi says the occasion for her orchestra's reunion is to celebrate two milestones, when she started her professional career and when she moved to the United States.
It's very easy to remember because I started in 46, so it would be 70th anniversary. And I came to this country in 56, so it would be 60th anniversary in this country.
Akiyoshi put together her first jazz orchestra in Los Angeles in 1973 with her husband, saxophonist Lou Tobacken. He was playing with the Tonight Show Band and helped fill her 16-piece orchestra with some of the best studio musicians in town. Akiyoshi says all of the sax players could also play flute and clarinet, and that led to her signature style.
The saxophone players, if you want to be a studio player, you have to double everything. So I said, maybe I can write the woodwind section, and it became one of my trademarks.
Along with the texture of woodwinds, the Toshiko Akiyoshi Big Band is distinctive in its use of Japanese instruments and themes. A few years after the band was formed, the musicians performed in Minneapolis, where a University of Minnesota student named Maria Schneider heard them play.
That concert was so powerful for me. The music was so beautiful, and there was something about it being displayed in that concert hall, and her conducting and her playing, and the whole thing took me, and it made me all of a sudden ask the question, wow, could I do that?
Schneider is composing for and leading her own jazz orchestra. She says Akiyoshi helped pave the way.
For me, it wasn't that she was a woman, but it was that somebody was doing jazz that was infused with classical. It was concert music.
Toshiko Akiyoshi studied classical piano in Manchuria, China, where she was born in 1929. At the end of World War II, her family was forced to return to occupied Japan.
We came back and my parents lost everything, and I could not hope to get the piano. And it was during occupation time, and it's many clubs. There was the Officers Club and NCO Club, and they all needed a musician. Top of that, Japanese wants to dance too. And it wasn't that many musicians, so I was hired immediately.
Akiyoshi was a teenager. She studied jazz and began to perform in small combos. In 1952, pianist Oscar Peterson heard her in a Tokyo nightclub, and he persuaded the head of Verve Records to record her. Akiyoshi came to the U.S. to study at what was then called the Berklee School of Music in Boston. She was the first Japanese musician at the school. She moved to New York and developed a reputation as a fierce bebop player. Still, she says she wasn't completely accepted in the jazz world as a woman and an Asian.
In those days, since Japanese play jazz, really, when it comes to girls, really.
Her husband, Lou Tobacken, says she continued to face discrimination, but they have no regrets.
I think we did pretty well considering we had a band for 30 years. We did some really great things. You know, we made a contribution, and how many people can actually feel that they made a contribution.
Toshiko Akiyoshi disbanded her orchestra in 2003 to focus on her first love, and at the age of 74, to try to get better.
I kind of start missing piano because I start as a piano. All my writing come from my experience as a player. So maybe I try to concentrate on playing piano. Maybe I'd be able to play maybe just as good as before, or maybe I can at least try.
Toshiko Akiyoshi hopes she has given something back to jazz, which she says has been very kind to her. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.